With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When you're a kid, sometimes the family down the street looks better than your own. In his novel, Extraordinary People, Paul Gervais writes of a 10-year-old boy named Sam, whose noisy family is vacationing at a lake. Sam goes with his mother to borrow some ice from a handsome family staying in a nearby cottage, and he sees a boy reading a book. Here's Gervais.
Sam wonders, what is this book about and what could possibly be in it? Because no one ever read books in his family. So he leaves there thinking about how much he would like to change places with that boy and be adopted by that family.
Later, Sam's alcoholic mother, Meg, returns the tray of ice and, as a joke, fills the tray with water.
And Meg walks in with her ice tray and she says, here it is, I thought I'd return it to you full. And, of course, no one gets it. Sam's eyes scan the eyes of these stern people who just didn't get the joke because it didn't belong in that household. It only belonged in his own household.
Sam's mother is a secret drinker and keeps a bottle hidden behind the ivory soap in the kitchen.
Someone read this book recently and said to me, but tell me, Meg isn't really an alcoholic, is she? I mean, sure, she kept her glass of whiskey hidden behind the ivory liquid and that sort of thing, but we all did that. I mean, everyone I knew did that.
Paul Gervais' first novel, Extraordinary People, is the bittersweet story of a New England family and how their lives are touched by alcoholism, senility, and AIDS. Now in paperback from Harper Perennial. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Paul Gervais' first novel, Extraordinary People, is the story of a sometimes troubled New England family, an alcoholic mother, an aloof father who runs a liquor store in Lowell, Massachusetts, and two brothers, both of whom drift into homosexuality.
It's based on and inspired by my own family, though it's very fictionalized.
The older brother in the book, Cliff, is a victim of a sexual assault, but Paul Gervais says that does not explain the youth's homosexuality.
Cliff does go off looking for things, and it's said there in the book that he is looking for things that might be exactly that, some sort of sexual experience. He was dealing with the mystery of his sexuality at that point.
The reader is not surprised that Cliff contracts AIDS, and the circumstances surrounding his death make one of the more moving chapters in the book. Paul Gervais, who was in his 40s, never used to read the obituaries, but he does now.
I go to them and I see all these wonderfully talented people who are dying so fast, and I read those ages and I read their little resumes and see what they've done and think about what they might have done had they lived.
Paul Gervais, who divides his time between Italy and New York, his novel Extraordinary People was nominated for a Pen Faulkner Fiction Award and is now in paperback from Harper Perennial. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. New England-born Paul Gervais is trying to carve a career as a full-time writer. His first novel, Extraordinary People, was published last year. And while Gervais is in his 40s, he doesn't feel that's a particularly late start.
Well, there are a lot of people who started very late. Henry Miller published his first novel, I think, at the age of 41.
Paul Gervais does his writing at a 60-acre villa in Italy. Several years ago, Gervais visited Tuscany and fell in love with it.
And I went back a year later with my friend Gil, with whom I've lived for 18 years. And we bought a house, and we've been there for 10 years.
In addition to writing, Gervais makes wine and olive oil. Gervais says that Catholic Italy is far more enlightened than America when it comes to matters of birth control and abortion.
There would never be a demonstration against it. Choice is much more taken for granted than the freedom of choice under the Pope there in Italy, so close to the Vatican, than it would ever be in America. Americans have a very different mentality about morals.
Paul Gervais' sensitive novel, Extraordinary People, is the story of a New England family and how they deal with issues that touch many people. Alcoholism, senility, homosexuality, AIDS. Now in paperback from Harper Perennial. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.